A quick update about mRNA vaccines in meat animals. A lot of people have been concerned because, of course, it's being widely reported that mRNA vaccines are starting to be used this month in meat animals. And a lot of people are very concerned about what this means for the safety of meat products that they might be consuming. Does this mRNA, does it transfer to the person eating the meat? Is that a possibility? Or is there a way to get meat products that are not injected with mRNA and so on? So in this environment, we're starting to see quite a lot of pushback from the establishment because, of course, a lot of people are very concerned about this, and it could potentially cause a lot of pause in people and their meat consumption habits. So the National Cattlemen's Association has put out a statement that I'm going to read for you here to get their view on this. That's the NCBA. And you can go to their website, ncba.org. And the headline is NCBA Statement Correcting Internet Falsehoods About mRNA Vaccines in Cattle. And this is issued April 5th, 2023. So again, I'm going to read this for you. It's very short. I can't attest to whether this is fully accurate or not. There's some discussion still, but I hope this is the case. I hope this is true. Here it is. Today, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the NCBA, released a statement in regard to false information circulating on social media about the use of mRNA vaccines in cattle. Quote, there are no current mRNA vaccines licensed for use in beef cattle in the United States. Cattle farmers and ranchers do vaccinate cattle to treat and prevent many diseases, but presently none of these vaccines include mRNA technology. That's the end of their statement. All right, so obviously the statement's written by lawyers, and let's assume it's all true. It uses a lot of qualifiers, of course, and by the way, I'm not opposed to the cattle industry in general. I'm opposed to certain types of, you know, CAFO operations, but I'm all in favor of free-range beef and cattle ranching as something that turns, you know, mostly useless land into something useful. And, you know, I live in Central Texas. We have cattle all over the place. A friend of mine butchered a young steer recently, and I went in on that and got part of that cow in my freezer. Okay, and we're going to need cattle when everything hits the fan of what's coming. Believe me, we're going to need some sources of meat. So I am not opposed to the principle of especially small-scale cattle farming. But there's still a lot of legalese in this. It says there are no current mRNA vaccines. And this is dated April 5th. Well, perhaps April 10th, there will be mRNA vaccines licensed for use in cattle. It just says, quote, presently none of these vaccines include mRNA technology. Well, what about tomorrow? You know, is the NCBA going to alert us when the day comes that these vaccines have mRNA technology in them? Or we're just going to have to find out on our own. You see what I mean? You notice they didn't make a statement that said there will never be mRNA vaccines used in cattle beef production in America. That there's no such statement like that. It just says just not currently, not presently. And it also says they're not licensed for use in beef cattle in the United States. But, you know, a lot of beef sold in America comes from outside the United States. So this statement doesn't say that there are no mRNA vaccines used in beef sold in the United States. It just says you can't inject them in the cattle in the United States yet. Maybe tomorrow, and maybe already in other countries producing beef, such as, you know, Japan or Peru or wherever, Mexico. So it still leaves a lot of questions in the minds of people like myself. Like, okay, well, how do you know where this beef came from exactly? I mean, I guess maybe the label should say, you know, product of Chile or wherever, product of Mexico. But they don't always make those things easy to find, right? This is why I prefer to buy beef from my neighbors and friends instead of at the grocery store. That's my preference. I don't eat a lot of beef, but the beef that I do eat, I want it to be clean. I want it to be local. You know what I mean? So this statement from the NCBA doesn't give me a whole lot of confidence about the safety of the future beef supply in America. Not at all. And we also have to remember that if you start to look at how this is being written up in the media, a lot of mainstream media pushing back against this. Oh, it's a conspiracy. You know, fact checkers. These are perfectly safe, they say. There's no way that mRNA could end up in your food, right? And you come to realize the people saying this are the same people that said COVID vaccines never harmed anyone, never killed anyone. These are the same people who say there's no food inflation in America, which is absurd. These are the same people that say climate change is going to kill us all and that we have to ban the cows, which is also insane. So the people making these claims that mRNA vaccines and animals are perfectly safe, these are not honest people. These are not trustworthy people. And they say things that are demonstrably false. Like they say, well, there's no way that mRNA could ever be absorbed through your stomach. You know, because your stomach could just digest it. You know, it's impossible. You know, stomach acid and everything. Well, okay, that's BS, because here's a story out of MIT. MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, from 2022. Here it is. The headline is, Making RNA Vaccines Easier to Swallow. A pill that releases RNA in the stomach could offer a new way to administer vaccines or to deliver therapies for gastrointestinal disease. Now, I know that RNA is not exactly the same as messenger RNA. However, this article talks about how MIT researchers have developed a way to deliver RNA in a capsule that can be swallowed. And it says that it could also be used to deliver other kinds of therapeutic RNA or DNA directly to the digestive tract, which could make it easier to treat gastrointestinal disorders. Okay. So it says that one of the researchers, Traverso, and his colleagues showed that they could use a capsule that they developed to deliver 150 micrograms of RNA, which is more than the amount used in mRNA COVID vaccines, into the stomachs of pigs. Right. So they say the capsule is the size of a blueberry and it attaches to the edge of the stomach and it injects the RNA into the body. So look, anybody who says, oh, there's no way that mRNA could ever survive digestion and make it through the stomach lining. Yes, there is a way. MIT already did a story about it. And by the way, how often have vaccine researchers been wrong about their claims? You know, all the time? Like 100% of the time, nearly, they're wrong? So when they say, oh, it's safe and effective, and it turns out it's dangerous and doesn't work, right? they're wrong almost 100% of the time. So why should you trust these people? Remember when Joe Biden says, if you take the COVID vaccine, you won't get COVID. And then he got COVID at least once. And then all the people that we know around us, I mean, just ask around, the people getting sick from COVID are the people who took the COVID vaccine, are they not? They are. So we've been lied to constantly about these vaccines. Now, I'm not saying the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is lying to us. Maybe they're correct at the moment that there are no current mRNA vaccines licensed for use in beef cattle, but I'm talking about the vaccine industry in general, which usually lies to ranchers, just like the pesticide companies lie to farmers. Well, the vaccine industry lies to ranchers, and they say things, oh, these vaccines are perfectly safe. And often it turns out, well, they're not. So when they say, ah, these vaccines, there's no way this can make it through the food supply. There's no way your consumer will end up with mRNA in their body from this vaccine that we inject into this cow. Well, what if they're wrong? What if someone doesn't cook the meat well enough, let's say, or they have a steak that's rare, it's a little bit of blood in there. The blood's still blood. It's not just all cooked denatured proteins and so on and hemoglobin. I mean, it's still liquid blood. What do you suppose is in that blood? Could be the mRNA, could it not? You know, at some point, and I can imagine we'll have some food scientist sponsored by Big Pharma say, oh, it's impossible. It's only one in a million chance. that any kind of, you know, transfection might occur. Well, the problem is there can be billions of mRNA particles. So if you have, let's say, 1 billion particles, and then there's a 1 in a million chance of it getting into the nucleus of your cell and altering your genes, well, that means there's 1,000 times that that happens, because a billion is 1,000 times more than a million. So you could have 1,000 cells in your body. I mean, theoretically, I'm not saying that we know for sure that this could happen, but theoretically, if transfection occurs or reverse transcriptase, we know, for example, that spike protein can penetrate the cell nuclei and go in and can alter chromosomes. We've already seen the studies of that in humans. So is this, you know, plausible? Is it maybe worth looking into? Of course it is. Does it mean that you should, you know, stop eating all beef right now? No, not necessarily, but I would make sure you get organic beef or get it locally, get it from farmers you know who don't use mRNA vaccines. You just make sure. And there are a lot of cattle ranchers out there who will say that they do not use mRNA vaccines. A lot of people will be asking them, by the way. So I think you'll see, you know, more ranchers stating this. We do not use mRNA vaccines. And that's going to make their meat worth more, by the way. Because people who don't know anything about these vaccines, they might be going to the, you know, the discount shelf in Walmart. Ah, ground beef, you know, it's only $4.99 a pound or whatever it is these days. Soon to be probably $20 a pound, thanks to inflation, but you get the point. The low-cost beef will probably be the most vaccinated beef. The ranchers that actually are more, let's say, holistic in their approach to this, they will command a premium. And wouldn't you pay extra, knowing for sure that beef that you're getting has not been injected with mRNA? I sure would. Absolutely. Now, the other factor here is that even though mRNA vaccines in some capacity are approved to be used in animals in some capacity, maybe not in beef, but other animals at the moment, we have to wonder, you know, where are the long-term studies, the clinical trials that show that this is all safe for use in meat animals? And just like with the human vaccines, guess what? There are no long-term clinical trials. They haven't conducted the studies. They just haven't done them. They don't exist. So just like with the FDA and the CDC, you know, claiming, oh, this COVID vaccine, you know, yeah, it's mRNA. This is brand new technology. Sure, we have no idea what the long-term consequences are, but it's an emergency. You know, therefore, emergency use authorization, EUAs. You know what EUA means? EUA means we abandon the science. We just abandon the science. Who needs science when it's an emergency? You know, we just say it's safe and just push it on everybody. And now people are dying left and right, massive numbers of disabled Americans, and there's injuries and tens of millions of people in the United States alone. They said it was all safe and effective. You know, we don't believe them anymore. So to those of you listening from the cattle groups, let me just state, many of us, we are not opposed to eating meat or raising cattle. I think it's an important part of the sustainability of human civilization, frankly. But we are strongly opposed to the liars and the criminals and crooks and pharmaceutical cartels that are creating these vaccines and lying to everybody about it. And bottom line is, we won't buy your beef if you use mRNA vaccines, period. We won't buy it. I don't know, maybe the Luciferians will buy it because maybe they hope they can get some gene transfer from the longhorn cows and they can grow their own horns, you know, instead of having them, you know, surgically implanted or whatever. They want to look like demons. Maybe they could have a little transhumanism there, a little bovine genetic transfer or something. Those longhorns are sure good for defense, aren't they? Yeah, I love the longhorn cows. And you don't mess with them. You do not mess with a beast like that. But I love the longhorns in Texas. Amazing creatures. I just don't want to become one. You know what I'm saying? I don't want gene transference from cows to my hamburger or whatever I'm consuming. That's all. And the thing is, The vaccine industry has destroyed its own credibility to the point where even these announcements from the cattlemen's groups and so on, we don't think that you're intentionally lying, but we know the industry is lying. So frankly, we don't believe you when you get information from the vaccine industry. We don't believe you at all. No informed person believes what the experts, the officials are saying about mRNA vaccines. It's just lie after lie after lie. So look, if anybody is listening from the meat industries, beef and chicken and pork and what have you, if you want to sell your products to consumers, you know, don't use mRNA vaccines. The minute you do, man, it's going to go viral all across the internet, all across alternative media. You know, everybody's going to know about it. Everybody's going to ask questions. People start asking questions at restaurants, like, is this burger mRNA free? You know, those kinds of questions. And your products are going to be rejected. If you inject a cow with mRNA, you've just destroyed the value of that cow in the marketplace because no one will want it once they're informed. That's the truth of the matter. And why do you want to play God with your cows anyway? You know, just stick to your classic vaccines, with, you know, old school vaccines, which are bad enough, but at least there's no risk of something going haywire in the chromosomes. You know what I'm saying? Just do it old school. Or maybe, better yet, raise your cows with enough space and enough nutrition and enough fresh grass and so on to where they're not subjected to all kinds of diseases where you have to vaccinate them all the time. I mean, some of this is, of course, you know, filthy conditions and overcrowding and things like that. That is a factor. You know, I raise chickens. I know it's not the same as cows, but I raise chickens and I never vaccinate my chickens, never have, never will, but I don't have them all cooped up either. They're free ranging. They're out running around and pecking at everything, and you know, they have their own kind of mental perimeter. They don't go that far. I don't know, maybe 75 feet away from the chicken house on their own, but maybe 100 feet. But they don't have any fences or anything. They have the space they need. And I keep it clean. And by the way, I use chlorine dioxide in their water. So that's taking care of a lot of disease and parasites and bacteria and whatever in the water supply. It's chlorine dioxide. It's a very simple solution. Look, if you have an opinion on this, go ahead and post it. Maybe you know more than I do about this subject, which is great. Post a comment below this video on Brighteon.com and share your thoughts. Or better yet, post your own video. Make a new channel on Brighteon.com, post a video there, and in the comment on this video, you could link to your video. Tell people about it. You know, use the platform here. I built it so that you can speak. Feel free to speak freely. So thank you for paying attention to this. You know, I'm all about clean food. I want us to have clean food. I want us to treat animals with compassion. Even the animals that we're going to, you know, slaughter for meat, at least during their lives, they should have clean and sanitary, you know, conditions and not be all crowded together in disease and infestation type of conditions, not be injected all the time. You know, these animals are giving us life. We should give them decent lives as well. That's my take on it. And we should stop trying to play God with ranch animals. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. naturalnews.com, and also, of course, the founder of Brighteon.com. God bless you all. Keep it safe. Keep your food clean. Take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.